that was one of the rites we had after Hero was kind of coming to a close and she was starting her next project and wanting to zero in on what she wanted to say. And I know Maren pretty well, and especially as a songwriter, I feel like the weirder the idea, the better with her. So I throw out my strangest, most like left-footed ideas to her, and she's always a yes in a situation like that. So I threw out the idea of the bones. At that point, my husband and I had been looking for a new house, and it just, the phrase was said so many times, like, oh, well, the bones are good. The bones are good. And I just thought, what a cool way to look at love and a cool way to look at a lot of things. I mean, as much as it's a love song, I feel like that song can be applied to anything that just feels like if it was built right, it's going to stand, you know, at the end of the day. And so it was just such a neat thing. It's a wonderful thing to add, you know, a layer of love to an idea that seems unrelated. That's like one of my most favorite things to do in songwriting. So I was so grateful that Maren and Jimmy wanted to write it with me, and I just think we killed it. I love the song so much. I'm so proud of the way it fell out and how honest and transparent it is, and especially with regards toward what real love looks like, which is that it's challenging, but it's worth it.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Now, I looked at the credits for Maren's album, Girl, and you co-wrote five songs with Maren, and then I know you wrote a bunch of songs for her Hero album, so can you talk about your collaboration and friendship with Maren?
Maren is one of those people that a songwriter dreams of finding. She's an absolutely magnificent songwriter and a ridiculously talented vocalist, and then just one of the coolest people you've ever met. And I think that my latch with her probably is more because I'm such a fan. I just feel like as soon as I saw her play, I was like, I have to be a part of this. And we wrote a song, and then that song was Sugar, and then it all fell out from there. But I just feel so lucky to have found her. I feel like songwriters are really lucky to find that sort of like artist collaborator that's just where you speak the same language and you know how the other one thinks. And Maren and I are close friends, but at the end of the day, the easiest part of my relationship with her is writing songs. I feel like we could do it. Our songs never take longer than 2 or 2.5 hours to write, 3 hours maybe. I mean,
right.
They always just come really fast. We're just really good collaborators. I feel like all businesses have that where you're just like, oh, this person knows how I think. And I feel like Maren knows how I think, and I think I know how she thinks. And I feel like it's been just a treasure of a union for me, and especially just watching these songs come out and just really being so proud of the quality of the songs just
right.
proves that ease is a good sign.